Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Lions' first test took place on Saturday with a 17-22 win for the visitors. After a less than convincing first half, the Lions found their groove in the second half. Well, a man who has lots of experience of Lions tours is former British and Irish Lions captain and former Ireland captain Paul O'Connell. And I'm delighted to say that Paul joins us on the line now from Limerick to talk about the game and also his involvement in the Irish setup and the new international rugby experience in Limerick. Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's start with the game over the weekend. It really was a tale of two halves. What did you make of the performance overall?
I thought it was an excellent performance. The way South Africa play, they're a very defensive side. They want to put you under pressure. They want to give you the ball. They want to put you under pressure, and then they want to try and score off your mistakes. So the games against South Africa are rarely a great spectacle. So I didn't expect it to be a great game. I think the Lions would have been eager to get a win, and any kind of a win at all. And that's what they did. And in fairness to them, they made some great decisions at half time. They changed a few things, and it led to them getting the victory.
I just saw Brian Habana, the former South Africa winger, saying that they need to look at how they finish the game. And I was wondering, reading that, whether that's the weakness that perhaps the Lions could look at going forward from here.
Well, I suppose South Africa would consider the front row that came on is probably their first choice front row. They did great success with that at the World Cup, is putting some of their better players on the bench and bringing them off the bench against more tired players. But that first choice front row didn't perform very well. And Mako Vinopolo, who came off the bench for the Lions, got a great penalty at the scrum. And penalties play a big role in South African games. Also, the kicking game plays a massive role. And in the second half, the Lions did a really good job on South Africa. Quagga Smith, who started at number 8 for South Africa in the space of Dwayne Vermeulen, struggled under the high ball, and the Lions got some great value there. The Lions also scored a maul try. I mean, South Africa, a big part of their game would be the scrum and the maul. So them conceding a maul try would have been a big blow to them, and it's not something they would have planned for. So the Lions really did do well. You know, they went after South Africa in some of the areas where South Africa would consider themselves really, really strong. And you'd imagine South Africa have the capability of fixing those things quite quickly. So it could be a different game next weekend.
Yeah, that's the fear, isn't it? Even Warren Gatland warning them to expect a backlash in the next test.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, the backlash wouldn't be that South Africa would play in a more physical manner per se. I think it's just that they can probably fix some of the things that the Lions managed to use to get access into the game. I mean, it's going to be, I would have never foreseen that the Lions would score a maul try against South Africa, but they did. I would have never foreseen that they got the dominance in the air whenever the Lions kicked like they did, but they did. So I would say some of the things that got the Lions into the game can be fixed quite easily. And then, you know, and then you're searching for other things to get access into the game from. So it'll be a different second test, I'd imagine.
Now, I just want to talk to you very briefly about the Olympics. We had a disappointing opening defeat to South Africa. The USA is today. How important do you rate it for Irish rugby to be there and to be involved?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think it's a great format of the game for people to be introduced to rugby, sevens rugby. You know, even if you look at a lot of the sevens players, they're all smaller guys. You know, some people believe you have to be massive to play rugby, but sevens, because the pitch is so big, you have to be very light to cover the ground. So they're all smaller guys. It's a great form of the game for development as well. I mean, Robert Balakum, who would have made his test debut for us in the America game, and scored a fantastic try. He would have been brought into the seventh setup. It would have improved him massively. He would have learned how to be a professional rugby player, and he's thriving now with Ulster. So it's a brilliant format of the game. It's a brilliant way to promote the game. Obviously, you have so many, they're great characters as well, a lot of those Sevens guys. They're great on social media. Greg O'Shea, obviously, is very prominent. And
yeah,
it's a great way to promote the game. And it's, you know, I think for kids to have a dream of going to the Olympics, to be able to do a true rugby as well is a pretty cool thing.
Mm-hmm. How are you getting on as in your new role with the Irish coaching setup now? You have a big, challenging autumn ahead.
Yeah, it's great. It's a tough job for sure, but you're working with great players, very enthusiastic players, and I think that's a big asset we have in Irish rugby. You know, we have four really well-run provinces with four really well-run academies, so you get players with very good habits around their professionalism. So it's been a really enjoyable process. I enjoy working with Andy Farrell. I worked with him on the Lions in 2013. That was my first experience of him. He was excellent. He's a very inclusive guy. Tries to make the environment obviously challenging, but tries to make it very enjoyable for the players as well, that they enjoy being in camp. So I've enjoyed my first, whatever it is, 6-7 months in the job.
Yeah. Is it different, though, compared to what you were doing at Munster and in France?
It is different. I mean, you know, we have 10, 12 games a year, depending on what the season looks like. So you spend a lot of time preparing for 6, 7, 8 weeks in camp, where you're under high pressure. Then when you're not in, you're watching footage all the time. You're trying to track the players, how they're playing, how they're performing. You're trying to watch what's going on in the rest of the world and trends, so that you can stay ahead of them or copy some of what's been doing, or I suppose copy paste maybe and edit some of what they're doing. So you're constantly watching the game. So it's a very different role when you're club coaching. It's week to week. It's quite relentless. But it isn't probably the same intensity as Six Nations or the same intensity as we have coming up in the autumn, where we play four games, 4 weeks in a row, against some pretty good teams and physical teams. So it's a very different job, but it's a very enjoyable one. I like the chance that you get to look around. So when you're not in camp, when you're not playing games, you do get a chance to look around at the rest of the world and what's going on in rugby and the rest of the world, and you get to learn and develop a bit.
Well, look, when you're not doing that, you're also involved in this new international rugby experience in your native Limerick. Tell us a little bit about that, Paul.
Yeah, I suppose I've known JP McManus for a little while, and he was eager to get involved in the regeneration of the city. And one of the things we had discussed was some kind of a tourist attraction, and what we came up with was the International Rugby Experience. So it's located in the middle of the city. It's going to be a fantastic civic building. It's going to cost about €30 million, and it's going to be what's called the International Rugby Experience. So it's a digitally interactive experience that promotes the game of rugby, and I think it'll be attractive for, you know, rugby fans for sure, sports fans for sure, families. And as I said, it's located in the heart of Limerick City, and hopefully it should attract tourists, attract footfall to the city centre. And it's a really, really exciting project. Niall McLaughlin, architects, he's a Dublin guy based in London. He's been involved in some fantastic projects. He's the architect of the building, a company called Event Communications, who are London based as well. They curate a lot of museum experiences throughout the world. They're curating the inside of the building. So it's a very exciting project. It's a very exciting project for rugby, but it's a really exciting project for Limerick City as well.
Well, Paul, we're grateful to you for talking to us today. It sounds like a great addition to the Midwest, and people can keep an eye on internationalrugbyexperience.com for updates on the project. Thank you, Paul, for talking to us.
Thank you, Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.